Part 2. Bill and I started writing the letter. Red Chief played outside the cave.
Let's ask Mr. Dorset for $1,500 instead of $2,000. I don't think anyone will pay $2,000 for that terrible kid, Bill said.
This is the letter we prepared. Dear Mr. Dorset, we have your son. He is far from Summit. Don't try to find him. We want $1,500, and we will return your son to you. Send a messenger with your answer tonight at 8:30 p.m. Tell the messenger to come to Poplar Cove. At Poplar Cove, near the old bridge, there is a big tree with a small wooden box under it. The messenger must put your answer in that box. This is the same tree and the same box where you will put the ransom money at midnight. Do you want to see your son again? Then pay the money, and you will see him soon. Two desperate men. I put the letter in my pocket. The kid looked at me and said,
Snake Eye, I want to play Black Scout.
You can play Black Scout now. Bill will play with you. What's the game like?
I'm the Black Scout. I have to ride to the fort to help the pioneers,
said the kid. All right, I said. I think Bill will play with you.
What must I do?
Asked Bill.
You're the horse,
said the Black Scout.
Get down on your hands and knees. I must ride to the fort.
Bill got down on his hands and knees. He was scared.
How far is it to the fort?
He asked.
90 miles,
said the Black Scout.
And you must gallop fast, because the pioneers are in danger.
The Black Scout jumped on Bill's back and started kicking him.
Please, Sam, come back soon,
Bill said.
Listen, kid, don't kick me or I'll...
I went to Poplar Cove and talked to some people at the post office. One man said,
Old Mr. Ebenezer Dorset of Summit is upset because he can't find his son. The boy's probably lost or kidnapped.
That was all I wanted to know. I mailed my letter and asked, When is the mailman taking the mail to Summit?
In an hour,
said a man at the post office. When I returned to the cave, there was no one. I looked around, but I couldn't find the kid or Bill. So I sat down and waited. After half an hour, I heard a noise behind me. I saw Bill. The kid was behind him. He was walking silently like a scout, and he had a big smile on his face. Bill stopped and took off his hat. He was very tired.
Sam,
said Bill,
I'm not a coward, but that kid is impossible. I sent him home. He's gone. He rode on me for 90 miles. I had to eat sand for lunch. He asked me hundreds of questions, and I had to answer them. Then he kicked my legs and... But now he's gone. I'm sorry to lose the ransom, Sam, but that kid was horrible. I was going crazy.
Bill, I said, do you have heart disease?
No. Why?
Turn around and look behind you. Bill turned around and saw the kid. Poor Bill. He was very surprised. He suddenly sat down on the grass, and he couldn't speak. After some time, I said, This evening at 8:30 p.m., we'll have an answer from Dorset, and at midnight, we'll have the money. Then we can leave this place. Bill finally smiled weakly. I had a great plan for collecting the ransom money that evening. It was a professional plan. I found a tree at Poplar Cove near the road with big fields on all sides. I went to hide in the big tree, and I waited for the messenger. He arrived at 8:30 p.m. on a bicycle. He put a piece of paper in the box and returned to Summit. I waited an hour, climbed down the tree, got the letter, and returned to the cave. I read the letter to Bill. To two desperate men. Gentlemen, I received your letter today. I think the ransom you want is too big. I have an offer that you will probably accept. You bring Johnny home and pay me $250, and you will never see Johnny again. I promise. Please come tonight. Very respectfully, Ebenezer Dorset. What? I can't believe it, I cried. Bill looked at me and said,
Sam, we've got $250. I don't want to spend another night with that kid. I'm going crazy. Let's accept Dorset's offer.
You know, Bill, you're right. I'm really tired of the kid, too. We'll take him home, pay the ransom, and leave this place. We decided to take the kid home that night. Listen, kid, I said. Your father bought you a new rifle and a pair of Indian moccasins. Tonight we're going home to get the rifle and the moccasins. Tomorrow we're going to hunt bears in the forest. It was midnight when we arrived at Ebenezer's house. Bill gave him the $250. When the kid saw that we wanted to leave him at home, he was furious. He started screaming loudly and took Bill's leg. His father pulled him away with great difficulty.
How long can you hold him?
Asked Bill. I'm not very strong, but I can probably hold him for 10 minutes, said Mr. Dorset.
Good,
said Bill.
In 10 minutes, I'll run across most of the United States and reach Canada.
Bill was fat, and he was not a good runner. But that night, no one ran faster than Bill.